Hi everyone, Jeff here from Gojo Media. I do in-depth and fun food reviews on YouTube. To find me, just search for Gojo Media Jeff.
If you like new stuff before anybody else, if you like to keep your finger on the pulse, if you like the future and want to be in it, keep on listening, cause we'll start in a minute. Tech Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. Cause technology, it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Ha! Stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech, 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 tech webcast. Ha! Ha! Tech, 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 tech webcast. Let's go!
Welcome to episode 358 of the Tech Webcast podcast, recorded on the 5th of December, 2015. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday at 12 p.m. Melbourne time. Please rate us on iTunes and like us on Facebook.com Tech Webcast. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast and download the Tech Webcast iPhone app. And today's guest is Heidi Helen Phillips. And
Phillips.
I'm sorry about that. I didn't see your last name until a lot later. And guests for today are Brad, Jen, Jacob, and Steve. Sorry about that.
Steve, did you say guest or you didn't say host? You said guest.
Yeah, yeah. Guest for today, Heidi Helen.
And then you said guest for today. You said...
Oh, I'm sorry. Co-host for today. Excuse me.
That's right. Steve, how's your week been? Welcome back. Mate, you've been away for a little bit. And congratulations on the new baby.
Yeah, it's been very hectic. Pretty much hospital. Mm. And she had to go back to hospital for a few complications. And so... I basically had to take care of the baby all in between. It got kind of rough there for a while.
Okay. All good now, mate?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So far, so good.
Good stuff.
Hopefully, it'll last.
Good stuff. We got Jacob back on. Welcome, Jacob. How's your week been, mate? Anything exciting happen to you?
No, it's just that it's getting cold out.
Really?
Yeah. And it's very, very windy.
Is it really?
Yeah. Last time I checked, it was 30 miles an hour out here.
Yeah, we had them sort of winds here not long ago, a while back, but that's all right. Jacob, who do you want to do a shout-out to that person?
I have to give a shout-out to Natalie from Xbox Live.
Yeah, mention it, what she does online on that.
Well, she's a heavy gamer.
Yeah.
Gamer girl.
Yeah, she plays, she does games and that, plays Xbox One game and that.
She, of course, her handle is Crippled Chicken.
Let's not give that out. I'm not sure. Give that out,
mate. Now everyone's going to friend her.
Yeah. Anyway, Jennifer, how's your week been?
Hi. My week has been busy. It's been good. It's been busy. And as Jacob said, it is getting cold here now. And I'm not a big fan of the cold, you know. So yeah. I guess I should come to Australia.
You should.
During these months. And then you guys, we should all come back to the States during the summer.
Exactly.
It's a good plan.
Yeah, good plan. We should do that. And how's your week been, Jen? It's been good?
It's been good. I did some traveling for work, and I all the Christmas gifts from Black Friday have been arriving this week.
Cool.
So that's been fun. Yeah. I tried some Gear VR on the other day. I tried Google Cardboard and Gear VR as well, and it's just... amazing. It just, wearing this stuff is just, wow. It's like you're in a different world. It's really, really cool.
I want to try.
So that was a lot of fun to play with. Yeah. You know, Cardboard is only like $30. You can get that and it will work with your iPhone.
Oh, really?
Since you have an iPhone. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh, okay. How do you buy that?
If you just go to, let me see, it's Google Cardboard. Google Cardboard. Let's see what the URL is. It's just google.com/get/cardboard.
Okay. Cool.
Mm-hmm. Right, check it out. What software do you use it with, though?
For me, I just downloaded different apps, and I was able to use it. But read that it works with the iPhone too. So I haven't tried it with my iPhone. I've only tried it with my Android phones. But it, even the Gear VR with Samsung, that one works with Netflix even. So
you
can like view Netflix through it. And yeah, it works with a lot of things. It works really well. And the cardboard one from Google, that's only like $30. You know, that works pretty decently too. It's not as great as the other one, because the Gear VR is powered by Oculus, you know, so it's really nice. But yeah, so I'm going to find out, like, using cardboard. I'll pull it now. Cardboard with iPhone and see what I can find out for you.
And you also got a new iPhone too, Jennifer.
I did. I ordered the, I hear it and I see iTunes app, Google Cardboard by Google. There's an iTunes app for it, so you can use it with your iPhone.
Okay.
Nice.
Sweet.
Yeah, I ordered the new iPhone, and it should arrive, in a few days, I think.
Cool. You looking forward to it?
I'm looking forward to it. You know, I can trade in my existing phone, and so this new iPhone is only going to cost me about $70 out of pocket.
Gee, that's all right.
So that's not bad.
Gee, yeah, that's good.
It's good.
Good deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely.
Good deal. And we have Heidi on for the first time on a podcast. Welcome, Heidi.
Hello. Thank you for
having
me.
And how's your week been? And you're from Adelaide, Australia.
That's right. It's been all right. I was working on an app icon this week. It's been a little bit hot here at the moment. We're going through a heat wave right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. How hot is it out there?
Well, I heard it's getting about 35 degrees today. We do it in Celsius here, so I'll have to Google what that is in Fahrenheit.
I think that's
Fahrenheit. It's 95 Fahrenheit.
It's going to be 27 here today.
Hot.
It's going to be 27 here today in Melbourne, which is going to be good.
27 in Melbourne.
27 and then
80 degrees are in the United States.
Yep.
So that's good. That's good Melbourne weather.
It is.
That's good.
Great
weather
in Melbourne.
It's hot in Adelaide, though.
Mm.
Right now, it's 31, and I've just looked it up. It's supposed to get up to 38.
Oh, my gosh.
So tomorrow's going to be 40.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
40.
That's horrible.
I hope you have a good air conditioning, Heidi.
Well, we do, but my dad doesn't like putting it on much. He likes saving electricity.
So. Oh.
Hot enough to cook an egg on the street.
Yeah, you could just throw your food outside and
now,
get it.
I know Adelaide is a huge city, but we have some friends in Adelaide. Do you know Vincent Brown? Probably
doesn't
not.
Sound familiar, sorry.
How about Harley Johnstone? He goes by the name of Durian Ryder.
He does sound familiar. Is he?
He is a... he and his girlfriend, Freely is her name, they are health activists, and they're part of the raw vegan movement. So he's a biker, and he's been like, he has a huge YouTube page, or not YouTube page, but he does a lot of YouTube videos and a huge following. And they're all about health and fitness, and they live right there in Adelaide, and they have a following all over the world. So I thought maybe you would know them too.
I have heard of them, and I've seen him in a video of hers, but I didn't know they're from Adelaide.
Yeah,
but we have over a million people in Adelaide, so you everyone,
huge city.
That's it.
Wow.
Well,
it's a big area.
It is a big area. Yes, a big area. Any plans coming to Australia, Jennifer, soon? Or?
I would love to. I really just need to save some money. I guess I need to stop spending money on technology. And put that aside and come out to Australia.
You should. You should like do a fund and like a fund thing, and then people can donate.
Oh, GoFundMe. No, I don't want to take people's money for me to travel.
Well, people do.
That'd be mean. Yeah, but that's lame. Like, give me money so I can go to Australia. Come on. No.
What about the patron thing? What's your view on the patron? Them sort of
Patreon. Web,
yeah, Patreon. Yeah,
Patreon.
Mm.
I think if you're providing a legitimate service to people and you're providing something, you know, completely legitimate that they'll get some value out of and they enjoy your content, then I think that's fine.
Yeah.
I think that's good. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Okay. Good stuff. Jake, you have a view on any of that, mate?
Not right now.
Okay. All right, let's go to the news then, and we'll come back and have a chat with Heidi.
Excellent. All right. And welcome to Tech Webcast News. Tonight's first story is about some cool shoes by a company called Shiftwear that allow you to customize your shoes every day. This actually got my attention a few weeks ago when a friend sent me a link to it. And I thought, wow, that's really great. That's awesome. So what this is kind of a digital innovation. This New York-based startup called Shiftwear has developed these high-tech sneakers with HD displays that showcase your custom designs and animations. The shoes are wirelessly connected to an app on your smartphone, iOS, Android, or Windows phone even, or a tablet. You could use it as well. And you can choose the way the shoes look according to their Indiegogo page. You can make static designs or illuminate the screens with flickering animations in black and white or color. Whatever you choose, the design will instantly appear on the curved, flexible screens, which mean that you can swap styles faster after even you have left the house. The Indiegogo page actually shows animations of Van Gogh's Starry Night and a growing cluster of stems and weaves. The app is more personal than a personal canvas, and it is a marketplace where you can sell your own creations and buy designs from other illustrators or animators directly in the shop. Aside from commerce, Shiftwear app is also a community where users can tag and share their sneakers. They'll come in 5 colors, low, medium, or high tops, and the batteries are said to last for 30 days. The company claims that it is a novel way of charging them by walking. Apparently, the sneakers use kinetic energy to charge, so kinetic energy doesn't produce much energy, and there will be a wireless charging solution as well. However, if your sneaker is displaying a static image without animation, it won't consume any power, implying that the screens are kind of like an e-ink. So if you are interested in this, take a look at their Indiegogo page and just do a search for Shiftwear and you'll find the shoes. Really cool. The next story is about Apple Music for Sonos. The wireless speaker company has added support for Apple's new streaming music service as promised. At long last, they're headed to Sonos, making good on their promise that they made back in June. Sonos said Monday that Apple's new streaming service will debut its wireless speakers on its wireless speakers before the end of the year. Apple Music will become available as an early beta on Sonos starting December 15th, with general availability to begin in early 2016. And the next story is about a new device, a cheap device, that is actually bringing relief to chronic pain sufferers. A small and cost-effective new device is providing much-needed relief for many Australians who suffer from intense chronic pain. It's called PainMate, which is an electrical nerve stimulation machine, and it can be attached to the back, neck, and joints and blocks pain signals to the brain by emitting an electrical current through the skin. Longtime pain sufferer Andrea Tate was losing hours of sleep each night due to sciatica and hip pain. With sciatica and hip pain, I'm generally up and down all night, probably every hour, she told the news company. And she began using PainMate at the advice of a friend. I have a hard time talking tonight for some reason. I'm sorry. At the advice of a friend, and she noticed immediate relief. So the device costs $50 and can be used to relieve back, neck, joint, or musculoskeleton pain. And users can use the gel pads on the areas they wish to target. After 20 minutes, the machine shuts off automatically. Cool device. And the last story tonight is about Apple that is possibly going to abandon the headphone jack. There are leaks that reveal this information. We're not sure if it's true. So this is all rumor at this point. But picked up by 9to5 Mac, they're saying that Apple plans to remove the 3.5-millimeter headphone port from the upcoming iPhone 7, helping it to achieve a more than 1-millimeter reduction in thickness compared to the iPhone 6S. This would create the thinnest iPhone ever made. It also states that Apple will bundle EarPods, which will use the Lightning connector with the next iPhone, that they will incorporate a small digital-to-analog converter into the connector from that point onwards. Apple would also require third-party wired headphone makers to bundle Lightning adapters with its 3.5-millimeter headphones or make them Lightning port only to gain Apple MFI certification. And that's the news, Brad.
Good stuff, Jennifer. Good reading, as always.
Thank you. I had a hard time reading tonight. I think I'm a little bit tired, so my apologies on that.
That is okay. That is okay. We're all tired sometimes. Let's go to Heidi first. What's your view on them stories, Heidi?
Okay. Oh, well, I find those sneakers very interesting. I also read that they're machine washable, and I think that's pretty amazing considering their electronic that they are displaying moving images on the sneakers, and I would wonder how that would all work with wiring or whatever, how that would work in a washing machine.
Agreed. I was wondering the same thing. Like, can you get these wet? And I guess you can then. So that's interesting.
Yeah. I'd be interested in wearing something like that, especially if they're strong material and, you know, you can wash them and recharge them to get more stuff on, like, you know, keep it going. Recharging it by walking.
By walking.
Pretty cool. Apple Music for Sonos. I only recently found out about this company. I'd been hearing it all over the place. Like, I heard a little ad on Spotify, and I had to look them up to find out more about them. So I found out they're a wireless speaker or like sound system for your home.
Yep. They have a big range of speakers with Sonos. They've got like a play bar for the TV, and they got a Play 5 just came out, the new one just came out, and there's a couple others one as well.
Yeah, so that sounds pretty cool, and I would love to have speakers like that in my home, and I've been using Apple Music. After the subscription, I'm still using it.
Right.
So that would be cool to be able to play your music on wireless speakers with that. The pain relief device. I think anything that relieves people's pain is pretty cool. If people are saying that it's giving them relief, then I think that's good for them. I did read on another website that it's a bit controversial, and let me read this. The American Academy of Neurology is saying that it's not effective and cannot be recommended. So I don't know about that. That's for chronic lower back pain, but it probably won't work. It might not work for everyone, but it might be worthwhile for people in chronic pain to try it. And finally, the headphone jack. I think that can, like, taking that out of the iPhone can have both pros and cons. Like, the pros would be having a thinner iPhone. Like, everyone, like really desires having the thinnest device and everything. Although some people really don't care about it becoming even more thinner. They're like, it's really thin enough. Like, how much more thinner can you make it? That's kind of a thing that Apple likes to do. They like making it thinner every new announcement they make. But some more cons of that could be, like, the standard for the headphone jack. Like, that's been a standard for a long time, and, like, all third-party headphones that people use, like, they may not work with it. We would have to get an adapter to use with the Lightning port. that may be annoying to people.
Yeah, I think having a port on the iPhone, an all-in-one port, would be good, I reckon, like a, you know, for audio and charging.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind.
Should be good, would be good. Any other views, Heidi, you want to mention?
I think that pretty much wraps up everything I have to say.
Good stuff. And also, just a quick shout-out to Belinda. She sent me a tweet, and she's listening to the podcast right now, and she said, this is a wonderful podcast about technology, which is she is correct. So good on you, Belinda. Jacob, any views on them stories, mate?
Well, the Apple, the
headphone
jack.
Shout out to Belinda. Hey, oh. Belinda.
That was a bit of a delay.
You
want to say hi to Belinda, Jacob?
The one about the headphone
jack? Jacob, you want to say hi to Belinda just before you mention that?
Hello, Belinda.
There you go. Go ahead.
About the headphone jack, Brad?
Yeah.
One complication with that.
What's that?
How are you going to keep the device charged?
Good point, mate.
If you have the headsets plugged in.
Good point.
Wireless charging.
Maybe they have an adapter. You can have an adapter there, plug that in and have the two plugged into that maybe. I don't know.
But that's one thing. And the shoes? Those are... probably get if they're just slip-ons, no ties.
Yeah, you got pretty big feet, right?
13 and a half wide.
Where do you buy your shoes from, mate?
Kmart.
Oh, okay.
Kmart, Walmart. They're the only ones that really have
them. Are they hard to find a size for your foot?
It's not hard to find, it's just the price.
Oh, again, the shoe you want, I suppose, yeah, right?
Yeah, because one of my shoes almost cost $50.
Wow. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, because if you get the slip-ons, that's why it costs a little bit more.
All right. Anything else, Jay, you want to mention, mate, before we go to Steve?
I could say one thing about the Sonos.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It is very cool.
They got their Apple Music.
I knew it was coming to Sonos, and it wouldn't be too far away. So you know, it's good. Good on them.
I will be
purchasing the new Sonos, by the way, to play 5. It's for maybe, I hope. Should be good sound.
Okay.
And you want to mention Andrew's review too, Jacob, before we forget?
Well, Andrew Cunningham did a review of the Sonos Play 1.
That's it. Check it out on my blog.
That's right.
Okay, good job, Jacob. Thank you, mate, for mentioning that.
Yes.
What was that noise? Let's go to Steve. What's your view on them stories, mate? Have you got any opinions, mate?
The sneakers are kind of cool. I can see where, you know, you can customize them and even have them change every once in a while. I guess when recharging while you're walking is kind of cool too.
Yeah, definitely.
It would make sense because, you know, you're going to be constantly walking them anyway. A note on the Lightning connector audio connection. I'm kind of mixed on that. Just like Jacob mentioned, it'd be hard to recharge your phone while you're listening to it at the same time.
Yeah, it would be. It would be.
Especially if, you know, you're low on battery power and then you know, it'd be hard to listen. Mm. Not unless you use the speaker or something like that and then just plug it in there. I don't know. I think it also mentioned something about modules. Of course, with Apple, they're always like their products designed in minimalist type of thing. You know, just not a lot of connectors and things, just, you know, basic controls, a better user interface. That way they can get rid of, you know, a lot of excess connectors. And then it does mention some about connector modules. So I could see possibly where you could hook a little module and then to your headphones to the Lightning cable, because the Lightning cable actually gives you a lot of data. So you could use it perhaps for surround sound type of thing, or enhance the audio. Mm-hmm. to get a, you know, better experience. Even use full-size headphones or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Should be good. Anything else, Steve?
Yeah, I think that was it.
Okay. All right. Let's go to Jennifer. Any views? I'm sorry, Jennifer.
Yeah, I do actually. First about the iPhone. And, you know, Apple's always been one to be the first ones to do away with external devices, right? And with ports. And I think they were the first one to do away with the disk drive. And they were also the first one to do away with the CD-ROM, right? So they seem to set the standard. And so with them doing something like this and doing away with the headphone jack, then I wouldn't be surprised if this actually does happen and they do away with that jack. They like having only one port, having it nice and minimal style. And it would probably alleviate the need for, you know, that extra thickness. And so, you know, would I be a fan of it? I don't know. I don't ever even use really the headphone jack. I hardly ever use the headphone jack. The only time I use the headphone jack is if I'm renting a car and I can't do Bluetooth and stream media via Bluetooth. And then I'll use the auxiliary port and I'll use that headphone jack. That's mm-hmm. the only time. Other than that, I use Bluetooth all the time. So, you know, most people use Bluetooth. So I don't think it's that big of an issue. The other one, the gym shoes, the sneakers, I think they look rad. I would love to get these. They are about $150. And the one thing, though, it is an Indiegogo campaign. And, you know, my experience with crowdfunding campaigns has been, like, hit and miss. There's still several items that I opted in to get over a year ago, and I still haven't received them.
Yeah, same.
So,
Yeah, same. Same thing happened to me.
You too? Yeah. Yeah. and so you get kind of – sometimes you can get, you know, kind of – screwed out of your money.
Yeah, you do.
You know? So yeah. So I'm a little bit hesitant, you know. And also, and I think that they would come out with this because it has had so much press and has a huge backing, you know, as far as the funding goes. So I think that they would actually come out with it. But it's just the other thing is like when, you know, right now, as of today, the campaign has collected $146,000. So that's over 586% of their goal. So, you know, hopefully they'll be able to launch when they say they will. They said they're going to launch in the fall of 2016. I bet you that people don't see these until 2017.
Yeah, true.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. You may be right there, Jennifer.
Yeah.
Mm.
And yeah, that's all I have as far as comments go.
All right. Cool. Thanks, Jennifer, for your opinions on them. And let's go to Heidi. Heidi, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much.
And tell us about what you do and your website and that sort of thing.
Okay. Well, I'm a graphic designer. I'm largely self-taught. I did go to university and study visual arts. I have a Bachelor of Visual Arts photography. That was my specialization. And then I minored in digital art. But after doing art at university, I kind of started leaning more towards design, and I used a lot of skills that I learnt and like at university, and then more that I learnt from experience, kept learning more. Eventually I opened my own business, Heidi Helen Creative. So I've been doing my own freelance thing. I've done things like logos and business cards and even some web design. And recently I've even taken an interest in user interface design.
Cool.
In what kind of design? User interface design? Is that what you said?
Yes. So,
nice.
So that includes for apps on mobile.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking when you said that.
Yep. I've done like some user interface for website as well, mm-hmm. but I'm really particularly interested in the smaller mobile space, designing for that. And we all use our mobile phones now, or cell phones in the US.
When we when we chatted on Twitter recently, I think you had said that you were getting into developing on Android or doing the UI, creating the UI in mainly for the Android platform. Is that right? Or was it iOS?
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not a developer myself. I'm a designer, so I work with another person when I do that.
That's great.
I recently worked on an Android app, and the interesting thing is that I don't own an Android device. So I have an iPhone. I'm an Apple person. And I always thought that, you know, that's going to be more of my specialty. But I designed for Android. I took about a month to read their guidelines, their Google material design guidelines, which is kind of their new thing they have for, like, their style of design that they're recommending developers and designers take on.
Gotcha. Now, were you always artistic, even as a kid? Were you always doing drawing and creating and designing?
Yes, definitely. Right from a very young age, I knew that I wanted to be an artist. When everyone asked me what I want to be when I grew up, I said an artist. And I have a very strong memory, like when I was 4 years old, like at kindergarten, like we were doing art and drawing. I was looking at everyone else. They were drawing stick figures, like with big long legs and truly out of proportion. And like I was like, no, that's not how people look like as a 4 year old. Like, and I would draw in much more detail.
That's great. That is great. I bet your parents, your mom, does she have your drawings from back then?
Oh, I'm not really sure what my mom has kept, but she's very artistic as well. I think it can run in the family.
Yeah. That's wonderful. I wish I were more artistic. It's so hard for me. I just and everyone has their own talent, so. But for me, no, I'm not all that great with it. So, but that's really awesome. So how long have you had your own freelance business?
I started in June 2013.
Good for you.
Oh, thank you. I did this business course, actually, that was sponsored by the government. We have in Australia something called the New Enterprise Incentive Scheme, and you come up with a business idea and they give you all this business training and they support you for 12 months or 24 months while you're running your business with a mentor, and they give you some financial support as well to like offset some of your costs like in your first year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I was part of that program, and that really helped me to get started. Registered my business name and opened a business account, got insurance for my business. So the only thing is, the only thing is over time, like, I found that the business side of things is not so much my strength. Like, I like the design and the doing part of it more than the managing the business side of it.
Mm-hmm. All the red tape that's involved and all the, like, the billing and the promotion, the marketing for yourself and all that other stuff that goes with it.
That's right. Coming up with your pricing, what to charge people, and it's very challenging.
And that would have to be a huge undertaking just for one person, I would imagine. It's hard, but you did it though. So that's awesome.
I did. I've learned a lot. Currently looking for more like other opportunities, but I still want to do my own thing as well.
Excellent. So if someone were to want to hire you, what's the best way for them to use your services? Would it just to, I guess, to contact you on your website?
Yeah, so my website is heidihelen.com.au. So okay. That's H-E-I-D-I-H-E-L-E-N. Helen is my middle name, so I just like the sound of that double H. Sometimes I say H. That's my mispronunciation.
Well, I'm on your page, and like even your logo looks great. Everything looks wonderful on your page. It's just
thank you.
Yeah, and your typographic design is. Did you come up with that font on that? Where this is beautiful, the freestyle script.
No, for some of those typographic designs, what I did is I just arranged it in my own way, like with the kerning, with the leading. Like sometimes I adjust the letters, so I might flip something around or add a little kick or something like that.
Gotcha. Oh, cool. Gotcha. Well, I've been monopolizing you, so I'll let somebody else.
All right.
Sorry, Brad.
Oh, good, Jen. All good. Let's go to Jacob. Any questions for Heidi?
Well, I see on your site you do a little bit of food pictures. So what you got in store?
Yeah, well, I love photography. I'm passionate about so many forms of creativity. I like taking photos of my food. I like isolating it on a white background. I like making it look really spectacular. Like a bit like stock photography, maybe. Like I just like sharing things. I like bumping up the saturation. I like bright colors. So I just find creativity in many different ways, including in food photography.
Did you actually get to eat finally? Oh.
Yeah, I do get to eat it, although sometimes it goes a little bit cold by the time I have finished photographing.
Probably you would have like a food selfie.
Yeah, I mostly keep myself out of my food photos.
Hey, I'm looking at the website. You're holding a drink called OVI, something like that?
Oh, yeah, the OV Hydration. I did that for a competition. They wanted you to take a photo with their product, and you could win I can't even remember what the prize was now, but they wanted you to take a photo of yourself or something creative.
Did you win?
No, I didn't, but I thought I had pretty good photos for it.
Yeah, definitely. Jacob, any more questions? Go ahead. Sorry, Heidi. Sorry.
So I actually color-themed, like, the photos. Like, the drinks were pink, orange, and yellow, and I wore pink, orange, and yellow clothes for each of them, and then I did my makeup in the same colors. Like, for the yellow one, I even did, like, yellow lipstick and stuff.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good job. Jacob, any more questions, mate?
I was going to ask, but I was just going to ask, when did you start?
Oh, when did I start? I think it's a lifelong journey, really, because I was, like, I knew that I was creative right from when I was young, like, right back to when I was 4 years old. I've always loved drawing, and I was, like, a perfectionist. Like, I would get a clean white piece of paper, and I would draw one mark wrong, and I had to start on a new piece of paper. I didn't like erasers. I wanted it to be perfect the first time. And just throughout my life, I've kept refining my skills. I did a Bachelor of Visual Arts. I've studied web design, read quite a few books, followed a lot online, worked on a lot of projects where I might have not even known what I was doing to begin with, but you learn on the project how to do it. I think that's one of the best ways of learning. You're just going to be a problem solver.
Yeah, definitely. So, Heidi, you're an Apple fan, and have you checked out the iPad Pro? I know that's really great for drawing. Have you tried out that at all?
Yes, I am an Apple fan, as I said earlier. I haven't tried out the iPad Pro yet, but I did see it on the keynote, and I have seen lots of articles floating around about it. I would really love to try it. I've got to go to the Apple Adelaide store. Sorry, said that. The Adelaide Apple store. Said that wrong. Yeah. got to go there and try it out one time.
You should.
Yeah.
You should. They're really good, and they're just great screen, and they're really cool.
And can be used as a mirror if you want to.
And also a coffee table. And also you can use it as a coffee table.
Yeah.
As that guy did.
Apple pencil.
Yeah, Apple pencil. Yeah, that's what I was thinking of, because you would have been.
And a keyboard.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd be. That would be ideal for you, you know, with the yeah. Mm.
Speaking of the keyboard, have you seen it?
I have seen it. Yes, I have.
Lamar Wilson, he reviewed it, in his photo, it's covering up his whole entire face, and he's just, like, poking his head around the box, like...
Well, it must be a big box, Jacob.
Yeah, it is.
Hmm.
Yeah, he's pretty tall, put that way. Enough to cover himself up. That's pretty big.
All right, let's go to Steve. Steve, any questions for Heidi before we wrap up the podcast?
Yeah, there's some questions.
Go ahead, Matt.
So, of course, you mentioned that you've been working in, like, interface design for Android apps. So what would be your workflow? You would generate the graphic files, and would you give them to the programmer so he can implement them in the actual application? Or you said you didn't know how to program, but so how would you do that?
Well, it is a collaborative relationship with a developer. So the way I've worked is using project management software. So we used Asana. So all of the tasks went into there, and we could communicate on there as well. And we really broke it down into screens. This app that I recently worked on, which is not finished yet, it's a health and fitness app. It was already made for iOS, so I had to create an interface design for Android. So I was kind of lucky in this regard that already had, like, all the screens, like, know what they are, but if I don't know what the screens are going to be, usually, well, I've got to start with what I want the user experience to be. So what I want them to experience as they go through it, and what all the functions are. So I would start by writing that all down. And then I haven't, like, really drawn on paper what I plan on doing. I've started just on the screen. I use Illustrator for my designs. I haven't tried Sketch yet because I don't have a Mac, but I would like to try that. Hello?
Yes, keep talking. Okay. We're here. We're just listening. I'm just showing something to Jacob. And so you're a big Apple fan, Heidi, and you're going to get a new Mac very soon, and you're a big Apple person.
Yeah, I'm currently saving up for a Mac. It's taking a while.
Right. Cool. Okay. And how long has your website been around for? Like, your Heidi.com.au, how long has that been around for?
I think I've had it since 2010, but it's changed quite a lot since then.
Right.
Like, I studied IT websites, so when I first created my website, I actually used Dreamweaver, and I made it all myself, but now I'm using a WordPress theme on my website.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And do you work, do you fix a lot of websites? Do you do a lot of designs and that sort of thing for people, or?
I have worked on websites before. I did one for an Australian charity not too long ago. The only thing is, it's not my favourite thing, websites. Like, I want to move away from that.
Right.
Just there's a huge technical side to it, which is not my strength, and I need to, like, hire other people when I have those kind of projects.
Mm-hmm.
I really like the design aspect and the creative aspect more than the coding and getting like an online shop to work and you know, registering domains and all that kind of stuff. I don't, that's not really my favorite thing, but I can do it.
Yeah, good on you. Steve, any more questions mate, before we wrap up?
No, I think that was it.
That's just, that's it. All right. So, Heidi, thanks for being on the show, mate. Where can they get hold of you if they want to ask you any more questions or want to get your services at in any way?
Yep. So I can be contacted on my Twitter, which is Heidi underscore Helen.
Yep.
Yep. H-E-I-D-I underscore H-E-L-E-N. And I also have my website, heidihelen.com.au, which I mentioned earlier. And I have a Connect page on there as well, which links to all my different social networks. And then I have a contact page as well where people can send me an email from there.
Cool. Yeah. All right. Good stuff. And you may be on for the last show next week maybe if you've got some time. It should be good to have you back on if you can come on.
I wouldn't mind.
Be fun. You can get me on Twitter at Brad Oz and at Tech Webcast. Jacob Jones, what's your final view of the show? And mention that story, mate, before we go real quick.
Well, Brad just sent to me, they're making another, looks like, I don't know if this is true or not, another Apple TV.
I don't know, that's just crazy that, I just seen that and I showed that to you and I don't know what to think of that. That's just crazy. Mine just came out probably about a month ago and they're already making another one.
Well, it's an update, I guess, more than likely.
Yeah, but why though? That's just stupid. Why
would Apple's always innovating.
Yeah, yeah, I know, but you know, I've just bought the new one and now they're putting out another one and, you know, it's a bit unfair on people that just bought one and,
yeah,
you know.
Well, they don't force you to buy the new one.
Yeah, I know, I realise that, but, you know, I just don't know why, I don't answer the point of putting out another one, which one's already been out. You know, you should put one out every year maybe, but Jennifer, what's your view on that?
What, on a new Apple TV?
Yeah.
Well, I think it was time for them to make the new Apple TV just now. I mean, and they've had kind of like the same kind for a long time. And
yeah. No, I'm talking about the story there that I showed Jacob.
Oh, the fake one?
Yeah. You reckon that's real or fake?
Oh, they... Let me see. Let me look at the story.
They're all fake. you mean rumored?
Yeah, it's probably rumored. I reckon it's rumored. It's on Mac rumors, right, so exactly, you know. Rumored. Yeah, it's on Mac rumors, so you know.
Production of a faster Apple TV 5 rumored to begin in early 2016. I don't know. I mean, if it's a rumor, I mean, it's. I hope that's not the case because everyone just bought.
Exactly. That's what I was just saying. Just saying. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And me and Jacob just bought.
If they're working on it, though, in the beginning of 2016, it still might not be out for another year or so.
Like, true.
Yeah,
good point. Mid to late
2016. Yeah. Mm, good point. But anyway, we will see what happens. Jennifer, where can they get hold of you if they want to ask you any more questions?
People can find me at jenniferruggiero.com, and my Twitter is jruggiero.
Good stuff. You can get me on Twitter at Brad. I was on Tech Webcast. Jake, what about you, man?
You can find me at jazzbot326691z.
Good stuff, mate. Good on you. Steve, what about you, mate?
Yeah, it was a fun show, and you can find me on Twitter as chatterbox_live.
Good stuff. And we'll be back next week, Steve, for the last one for 2016. And we'll be back on January the 9th. And should be good. Should be good. Thank you to Heidi for coming on. Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed myself.
Good on you. I was about to ask you, did you enjoy your time being on here?
Yes, I did. I was a little nervous, but it all went fine.
Good stuff. All right. I hope you come back on soon. And we'll be back next week. Thank you. Jacob, you lost the game.
Damn.
That's where you say something funny at the end, mate.
Good Lord, Brad. You lost it too.
You did.
That's whack.
Tech Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. Because technology, it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Ha, stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech Webcast. Ha, ha. Tech Webcast. Big ups to Andrew!
to Brad, Jody, Steve, and Jennifer. Boom!